Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you're considering an SAP implementation, there are a number of terms and definitions you should be aware of. I'm going to talk about what those top 10 terms are here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And many of our clients throughout the world are implementing SAP, S/4HANA in particular. And as part of those deployments, there's a number of different terms and definitions they need to be aware of. And so what I want to do today is talk about what are the top 10 terms and definitions you should know and be aware of before you begin your SAP transformation. One of the keys to SAP S/4HANA, which is SAP's most recent flagship ERP product, is it is built on the HANA architecture. And so one of the terms you need to be aware of is HANA, what it exactly is the HANA database. And HANA was SAP's response to the fact that past versions of SAP prior to S/4HANA had been run on Oracle databases. Obviously, SAP and Oracle are also competitors in the ERP space, so SAP developed HANA as its own database platform and structure. Now, the key to HANA and the thing that makes it different is that it is an in-memory database, which means that instead of calling on or accessing disk drives to get data, the data is actually stored in the applications themselves. And what this means to your deployment and to SAP deployments is that those databases tend to perform faster at a technical level. So rather than calling on data from a hard drive, the applications are calling on it from the applications themselves, and that speeds up the performance time. The other aspect of HANA that's unique is the fact that it is a column-based database rather than a row-based database. And without getting into all the technicalities of what that means, it essentially means that to pull up data and to do business intelligence and data analytics and reporting from the data, it has less data to sort through. It doesn't have to go through each row of data within the entire database. It's almost like an Excel spreadsheet. If you're looking at an Excel spreadsheet and you want to take the average of one column, that's what the HANA database allows you to do, is look at just that one column without necessarily needing to look at all the other data in the other fields. So those two reasons are why the HANA platform can be a faster performing database, which will improve the efficiency and the speed and the performance time of the applications themselves. The next thing you need to be aware of is the activate methodology. You may have heard this term, you may wonder what it means. And activate is essentially a six-step phased way of deploying SAP. And SAP as a vendor promotes this methodology, and all of its system integrators and VARs use the same methodology to deploy SAP. Now, to be candid, there's nothing earth-shattering or groundbreaking about the activate methodology, but one thing that's worth noting is that it is an agile-based methodology. It's focused on rapid deployment, or at least trying to speed up deployment. And part of this is because SAP in the past has had a bad rap for long, bloated, big, expensive implementations. So this is their response to that by trying to create a framework and a methodology to deploy SAP more quickly than it's been deployed in the past. Now, this sounds great in theory, but the problem is that Agile and SAP don't necessarily go well together. The strength of SAP is the fact that it can standardize operations, it can provide a consolidated view of operations, which runs counter to Agile. So in other words, it can take you longer to define the business processes and the future state target operating model, or it should take you longer to do that up front if you want to create a common platform and a common way of operating across the organization. That simply just takes time. The Agile approach, on the other hand, focuses on getting technology up and running and deployed to different parts of your organization as quickly as possible. So those two things right there run in conflict with one another, and that creates a lot of difficulty for organizations that are trying to leverage the strengths of SAP, but also do so in a way that's cost-effective and more time-efficient than SAP implementations of the past. So when you're leveraging the Activate methodology, you want to consider this and also make sure that you have the right deployment methodology that makes sense for you. It may be that you need to take that Activate methodology and mold it to fit your specific needs. And one other thing I'll note about the Activate methodology that's worth noting is that it's not very strong in organizational change management, which is the key to SAP implementation success. So when you're using that Activate methodology, make sure you mold it to fit your needs and make sure you augment it to address some of the deficiencies that the methodology has. SAP also uses a term called model company. A model company is essentially a pre-configured solution for different industries. So pharmaceutical will have a model company for pharmaceutical companies. Companies that are aerospace and defense will have a model company for aerospace and defense. And the whole idea here is it's a pre-configuration of past clients that have used SAP product. Now SAP will refer to these pre-configurations as best practice. I would argue best practices don't exist. It just happens to be that's the way other companies have chosen to use SAP. That may or may not be a fit for you. So model company could be a great idea to speed up parts of your implementation. It certainly can't hurt. But what the challenge is that oftentimes your needs are going to be different and you may not want to deploy technology the same way your competitors have or others in your industry have. Now, part of the Activate methodology that I talked about a few minutes ago also focuses on doing a fit gap analysis of the model company compared to what your needs are. The problem is that we see oftentimes organizations have huge fit gaps between what the pre-configured model company solution is versus what the needs are. So the key here is to make sure you understand the limitations of the model company, make sure you mold it to fit what your specific needs are. Business objects is another term that's important to be familiar with. And business objects is essentially a software platform that SAP owns that is part of an S/4HANA transformation, or at least it can be part of an S/4HANA transformation. And the best way to think of business objects is a business intelligence tool. It's a way to consolidate data. It's a way to take some of the analytics and reporting capabilities from that HANA platform and that HANA database that we talked about earlier, and it's a way to create the dashboards and the reporting leveraging that data. Now, business objects isn't necessarily a part of every S/4HANA or every SAP implementation, but it is a tool that you can use to provide those business intelligence and reporting capabilities.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another software that's commonly deployed side by side with S/4HANA is a product called SuccessFactors. And SuccessFactors is a human capital management or HCM technology that's meant to automate HR processes and workflows. So this is a tool that really allows you to automate and integrate the entire hire to retire process, which would include recruiting, performance management, onboarding, benefits, payroll, all that good stuff. SuccessFactors is a very robust, best-of-breed solution that focuses exclusively on HCM. And SuccessFactors was actually a standalone company before SAP acquired the company. And SAP acquired SuccessFactors to shore up some of the gaps and deficiencies of its core HR modules. So SuccessFactors is something you can consider if you find that SAP's HR competencies built into S/4HANA are insufficient or inadequate to meet your needs. SuccessFactors can be a bolt-on that will help address those needs. Another best-of-breed solution that SAP acquired is a product called Ariba. And again, Ariba is a product that is oftentimes deployed side-by-side with S/4HANA. And Ariba is a procurement and supply chain solution focused on the whole procure-to-pay process flow. So it handles everything from your procurement, your vendor management, supplier scorecards. And Ariba also has a Ariba marketplace that allows you to complete transactions and procure through its platform. Now, Ariba is going to be relevant to some, but not all S/4HANA deployments. Much like SuccessFactors and some of the other products we've talked about so far, Ariba is sort of the gold standard or a beefed up solution for procurement. So if you find that the base generic functionality within S/4HANA on the procure to pay cycle. If that isn't enough for what your needs are and you have more complex, more robust needs, then Ariba can be a nice add-on to provide some of those capabilities that you might be looking for within the procurement supply chain area. Concur is a time and expense reporting system that SAP also acquired. This is a solution that's great for professional services firms, government contractors, other types of organizations that need to closely track time and expense reporting. It's also a good way to provide data inputs into project costing and other types of reports and analytics that might be important to your business. So much like the other best-of-breed solutions I've talked about, such as SuccessFactors and Ariba and whatnot, Concur is a standalone solution that's a best-of-breed solution that SAP acquired that may or may not be built into your S/4HANA deployment. Leonardo is another platform within SAP that many organizations choose to leverage. And Leonardo is especially important if you're trying to look for advanced capabilities as it relates to data analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, and whatnot. It's also helpful if you're managing massive amounts of data, if you're a consumer product company, for example, or if you're leveraging data from Internet of Things, or if you have tons of sensors on your shop floor that are capturing tons of data. Leonardo can be a good way to consolidate all this data and provide meaningful insights beyond what the core SAP applications can do. So an example of how Leonardo could be deployed in real life would be, for example, service ticketing. If you have high volumes of service tickets coming in, Leonardo will allow you to use machine learning using that data from historic trends to start to learn what types of responses are going to be applicable to some of the more basic fundamental service requests. So there's a number of other use cases that apply here, but Leonardo, in short, is a way to leverage these massive amounts of data that you might be capturing within your organization and allows you to take your organization to the next level into providing those meaningful insights that you might be looking for. If you're an organization that highly values customer experience, then C/4HANA might be a term that you need to be familiar with. And C/4HANA is essentially a customer service, marketing, sales, and customer experience platform that goes beyond basic CRM functionalities. So again, much like the other systems that we've talked about throughout this discussion, C4 can be a good add-on if you find that the core CRM and marketing and sales capabilities within S/4HANA are incomplete. For example, we have clients in the aerospace and defense world or companies that produce complex make-to-order products that require the whole configure price quote functionality that can be very complex in terms of the business rules and the things that go behind that. That's something where you might need C/4HANA or you might benefit from C/4HANA. Now, C/4HANA is actually a consolidation of a few different platforms that SAP has acquired over the year, primarily Catalyst and Hybris. Those are two systems that were standalone systems independent of SAP, and then SAP acquired them and consolidated those solutions along with others into this whole C/4HANA offering, which provides a complete customer experience, marketing, sales, and service sort of solution. So it's always helpful to look at the core capabilities of SAP's marketing and sales engine first, and then look to see if C/4HANA can provide some meaningful lift beyond what S/4HANA can do for you. Now, historically, the Achilles heel of SAP implementations was the fact that customization was extremely difficult, extremely complex, and extremely costly. You used to have very specialized skill sets to be able to customize the software. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, there was a programming language called ABAP, which was a custom development solution that allowed you to change what the SAP system could do. That proved to be very cumbersome, very expensive, and it turned out that you had to have very specialized skills for that. So what SAP did in response was to create Fiori. And Fiori is essentially a development platform that makes it easier to develop custom apps to bolt onto SAP. So if there's certain things that S/4HANA or one of its other solutions doesn't do that you want it to do, it's a way to build custom apps in a way that doesn't require you to do extensive programming and to have super deep technical skills. So it's meant to be a lighter lift for your IT organization. So Fiori is actually one of the differentiators of S/4HANA and one of the improvements that SAP has made with the product over the years when you compare it to some of the legacy products of the past. Now, these are just a handful of the many terms and definitions that you need to be aware of as part of your SAP deployment. There's a lot of others that I could spend another hour talking about, But to learn more about SAP deployments and some of the best practices to keep in mind, I encourage you to download our guide to a successful S/4HANA implementation. I've included a link to that below. That'll provide you some best practices in a very agnostic, truthful way of what it is you need to know before embarking on your S/4HANA transformation. So I encourage you to download that below. I've also included links to a bunch of other resources that might be helpful in your digital transformation journeys as well. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.